Recently, there was a septic system and maintenance education program that had been scheduled, and it has been rescheduled?
That's correct. We had a workshop. It's a homeowner septic and well workshop that was scheduled back in April that was postponed due to COVID-19. We have now rescheduled it for Tuesday, December 8th at the Wabasso Community Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And I assume you're taking all the necessary precautions and that are necessary to hold a public event these days?
Yes, we will be following all the state guidelines that are in place at that time to make sure that we're keeping things as safe as possible.
So what is the purpose of this program? What are you trying to educate people about specifically, and who's the intended audience for it?
The intended audience would be homeowners or property owners in the county who have properties with septic systems and or wells. But the event is open to all interested parties. The University of Minnesota and the Minnesota Department of Health will be teaching the workshop. And my understanding is that it focuses on the fundamentals of how septic systems and wells function and maintenance of septics and wells.
Do you have any idea how many septic systems there are out around Redwood County?
I know that the information I got from the state said that about one-third of all households statewide have a septic system. But in Redwood County, just from our own records, that's more like two-thirds. About two-thirds of households in Redwood County have a septic system.
Who tends to have the septic systems? It's more rural areas, the farmers?
Yeah, it would be outside of the incorporated municipalities. Most of the cities or towns in Redwood County have a municipal, like, lagoon system. A couple of them have a mechanical plant where they mechanically treat the waste, and then there is a handful or one or two that have actually a municipal septic system. Pretty much everyone outside of any town, and some people inside a town where the lay of the land prevents them at hooking up to the municipal system, would have a septic system.
So someone has a septic system around their land, and why is it important to do the regular maintenance? Why can't people just sort of ignore it after it's installed?
Well, doing regular maintenance, primarily it makes them last longer. It makes them function better for a longer amount of time, which will save you money in the long run. Also, you know, when they stop working, the tendency is that the sewage starts to surface somewhere, be it the yard or the basement, which can be a health hazard and a pain.
When this event was first scheduled for last April, there was plans at that point that there would be a light meal served and door prizes and such. Is that still part of the program at this point?
Yes, that has not changed. We're still planning to have a meal available. Many thanks to Bounty Plumbing and Heating from Wabasso, who is sponsoring that meal. And a number of other local septic and well contractors have donated some items to be given away as door prizes. Also, the Department of Health is providing free well testing to anyone who is interested in testing their well. And we will be handing out septic system owner's guides to attendees also. That's a paper booklet with basic septic information in it.
Now, if someone wants to get involved or to find out more information about the event, how could they do that?
We do have a registration form on the county website. That would be Redwood County website. On the environmental page, there is a registration form you can fill out to let us know that you plan to attend. That way we know how much food to make available. Also, if you want to give me a call, I'm happy to talk to anyone about it who's interested. My number is 507-637-4023 if you want to get a hold of me.
Okay, and again, one last time, when and where is this event?
The event is taking place at the Community Center in Wabasso on December 8th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We chose Wabasso because of its central location in the county. The workshop itself will be taught by representatives from the University of Minnesota Water Resources Center and the Minnesota Department of Health, so they will be available also to if people have questions. environmental office staff will also be there if people have questions.
Okay, one final question, and this sometimes is the most important question of all. What am I forgetting to ask? What would you like people to know about that I haven't mentioned?
I guess I would like to stress that the event is free. There's no cost. The meal is free. I think it'll be a good way for people who have a septic system or a well on their property and maybe haven't ever, you know, given a lot of thought to it or don't know much about how they work, to find out some of the basic information so that they can make sure that that the septic and well continue to function into the future, which will hopefully save them some money and some time and also protect the environment and protect the drinking water.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.